Agrégation interne d'anglais. Épreuve de compréhension restitution. You are going to hear an audio recording twice. After you have heard the recording each time, you will have 1 minute in which to look over your notes and prepare your account of it in English. Here is the recording for the first time.
What, if anything, changed after President Trump and Democrats made their case on a border wall?
Well, we might find out today. Congressional leaders are going to be meeting with the president. Last night, the president asked the American people to reach out to them.
To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border.
The president blocked routine government spending measures unless they include money for a border wall. He raised the specter of drugs and crime. Afterwards, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson was listening to the speeches and joins us this morning. Hi there, Mara.
Hi there.
So the president used the bully pulpit, as they say. Did you feel any sign of movement or change last night?
I didn't hear any sign of movement. There was nothing in the speech that offered a new compromise, no kind of legalize the dreamers in exchange for wall funding. That's a compromise that both sides flirted with a while ago. So I think unless congressional leaders and the president come up with something we didn't hear last night, today I don't think we'll make progress in these meetings because neither side is hurting enough politically yet.
Well, you said hurting enough. This is a war of attrition, isn't it? Each side is seeing who can suffer more. Were there any arguments the president laid out that would seem damaging to Democrats over the long term?
Well, I think the president had three goals last night. One is he needed to convince people outside of his hardcore base that shutting down the government to get funding for the wall is a good idea. And Democrats are pretty confident that that won't work. They say this was litigated in 2018. The president's message in the election was all about an invading caravan, and it didn't work. So they're pretty dug in. The second goal, of course, was to keep Republicans from abandoning ship and starting to vote with Democrats to reopen the government, something a small handful of Republicans have already done in the House, and about three Senate Republicans who are up in 2020 have been calling for. And the third goal, I think, was to show his base that he's fighting.
That is the end of the recording for the first time. You now have 1 minute in which to look over your notes. Here is the recording for the second time.
What, if anything, changed after President Trump and Democrats made their case on a border wall?
Well, we might find out today. Congressional leaders are going to be meeting with the president. Last night, the president asked the American people to reach out to them.
To every citizen, call Congress and tell them to finally, after all of these decades, secure our border.
The president blocked routine government spending measures unless they include money for a border wall. He raised the specter of drugs and crime. Afterwards, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer responded.
Much of what we heard from President Trump throughout this census shutdown has been full of misinformation and even malice. The president has chosen fear.
NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson was listening to the speeches and joins us this morning. Hi there, Mara.
Hi there.
So the president used the bully pulpit, as they say. Did you feel any sign of movement or change last night?
I didn't hear any sign of movement. There was nothing in the speech that offered a new compromise, no kind of legalize the dreamers in exchange for wall funding. That's a compromise that both sides flirted with a while ago. So I think unless congressional leaders and the president come up with something we didn't hear last night. Today, I don't think we'll make progress in these meetings because neither side is hurting enough politically yet.
Well, you said hurting enough. This is a war of attrition, isn't it? Each side is seeing who can suffer more. Were there any arguments the president laid out that would seem damaging to Democrats over the long term?
Well, I think the president had three goals last night. One is he needed to convince people outside of his hardcore base that shutting down the government to get funding for the wall is a good idea. And Democrats are pretty confident that that won't work. They say this was litigated in 2018. The president's message in the election was all about an invading caravan, and it didn't work. So they're pretty dug in. The second goal, of course, was to keep Republicans from abandoning ship and starting to vote with Democrats to reopen the government, something a small handful of Republicans have already done in the House, and about three Senate Republicans who are up in 2020 have been calling for. And the third goal, I think, was to show his base that he's fighting.
That is the end of the recording. You now have 1 minute in which to prepare your account. That minute is now up, and it's over to you. Please begin speaking now.